Odessa mit Say My Name auf Lux FM am Donnerstagnachmittag. Heute Abend bzw. heute Nacht spielen die Herrschaften im schönen Gretchen und jetzt sind die beiden erstmal bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen über den Produktionsablauf bei Odessa. Wir finden raus, wie ihr Live-Set aufgebaut ist. Wir sprechen außerdem über Pläne für ein drittes Album und die Überlegung für dieses mit Rappern zusammenzuarbeiten. Und außerdem sprechen wir über das Label Family Affairs. Zunächst einmal sage ich Hello and welcome, Odessa.
Hey, hey.
Hey, how are you doing? Clayton and Harrison, everything all right?
Great, beautiful day out.
Cool.
Yeah, no complaints.
Yeah, that's a good sign because you've been touring for quite a while now, right?
Yeah, it's been a bit.
I could ask you where you've been this year, but it makes more sense to ask you where you haven't been this year. Because you've been to Australia, you played the States, you play in Europe right now.
South America, I guess.
South America, yeah, East Asia. I haven't done anything like that, so we're excited to maybe do that in the future. Japan or...
You should,
It'd be incredible.
And I really think, especially South America... Those guys will go crazy for your styles.
Yeah, that'd be a blast.
Yeah, cool. you're gonna have to go there. Okay, cool. You already had a busy year, and your second LP in return has become a huge success. I mean, worldwide. When you finished that album, did you kind of think that it might go that big?
No,
we didn't think internationally. We thought like a few. We actually thought it's funny. Because we have so many like UK singers on it and stuff, we thought that the UK would like it a lot, but that's funnily enough not our biggest market, so I don't know.
So they didn't even get it.
Yeah,
the singers were UK people. It's funny.
Yeah, but when we made it, we had no intention. We kind of made it like, you know, in our bedrooms and in the basement basically. Yeah. So it was very DIY.
Yeah. But that's the blessing that we have right now in the time that we're living in, right? Because the things that you need for producing, they're not as expensive as they were like 10, 15, 20 years ago.
You can just get a computer and steal a bunch of software and make a fantastically produced album if you take the time.
You know, and if you're talented and have good ears, because I mean, there's so many people out there who have that computer and are trying to make tracks and it sounds shitty.
They're awful,
like really shitty. And they still get contracts sometimes. And I don't understand. I'm like, this is the less talented stuff I've ever heard. They'd be like, this is a new single from then. I don't know.
It's so original.
Yeah. But how important was using vocalists and vocals for the success of the album? Because on the first album, it was more or less an instrumental album, right? And now, Is it something that connects with people more, maybe?
I think so, but I don't think that's what we thought about too much. I think for us, it was just something we had never tried. We had never really worked with vocalists, and we wanted to try something new. So that was kind of the basis of was experimenting and trying different stuff.
Yeah, cool. And that's something that you always do, right? You're looking for new stuff all the time. Yeah, you don't want to repeat yourselves.
No, exactly. Even like the next release will probably be very different, or it's starting to sound very different from what we've done before. So, you know, it's always about pushing yourself and trying new things. So.
Yeah, and that keeps the stuff interesting to yourselves as well, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It'd be easy to make the same album again, so that's the last thing we want to do.
Yeah, cool. And I've read about plans for not using vocalists the next times, but rappers maybe. Is that still an actual idea?
It's in the works. It's maybe an idea. We're still working on it, yeah.
Okay.
We want to find the right rappers. We're really picky about the rap that we like, and I think that it's really hard to find someone on the same wavelength as you.
Yeah.
Someone who's not trying to do like just their style as if you're just producing a song for them instead of like more of a collaboration.
Yeah.
So if we find the right connection and person that mixes with us.
So you don't want to just provide the beat and let someone rap whatever he wants or she wants.
Yeah,
you want to make a project together.
And
kind of force him to sing about topics.
Just finding common ground, you know?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Not forcing anybody. As we just mentioned, you guys are always constantly looking for new sounds and you don't think about genre boundaries too much. You don't care if the next thing that you have in mind pisses one or two fans off as long as you like it, right?
Exactly. I think that's something you have to do, yeah.
Yeah, and how important is that for the development of the band?
I think if you're not evolving and making a few people uncomfortable, you're just making kind of boring music or at least comfortable music. So for us, I think we're always searching for trying to make something a little bit more interesting than the last thing and just kind of grow.
And how do you guys work together, actually? Because when you're talking to electronic producers, there's like a million ways to die. There's a million ways to choose from how to produce the stuff. How do you, is there a guy who's the specialist for harmonies and a guy who's more specialized into the beats, or do you all do everything and just send files to each other, or how do you work with each other?
We kind of do all of it basically, Harrison's definitely better at some of the drum work, and I like writing the harmonies and melodies a little more, but most of the time on the road it's really tough to write, so we'll just kind of pass stuff back and forth on the road, but when we're home, we usually sit down in the studio. We can sync up our computers and just start, like, usually someone will have, like, a very simple idea, like a chord progression or a melody, and then we just start adding layers, basically, back and forth, and then...
And then you have to strip it down again,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
That's the more difficult part. Kill Your Darlings.
Exactly.
Yeah. You have 60 cool parts of a song, now you need 12.
Exactly.
But that's a good thing, then, to be a duo, maybe, because it might be easier to find the right layer to kill.
Yeah, exactly. People. And you can bounce ideas off of, because there's so many times I've been writing individually and it's just been like, I've been stuck in a rut and you know, you throw it to someone else and they can, it's a new set of ears on it and they can take it in a new direction.
It's like mirroring your art, right?
Yeah.
If the mirror says it's okay, then it's
in some ways it's like, we're each remixing one bass of a song we started and remixing it back and forth until we feel like it's its own thing.
Is there somebody outside of the band, who you play stuff to when it's almost done?
Yeah, we have a couple of friends that we like to show music to that have been really tasteful and done a good job of giving us feedback.
Yeah.
My roommate Sean, he's played guitar on a few of our stuff and he does a lot of filming for us. He's a really talented director and guitar player, so we show him a lot of different stuff.
Cool. Because I really think that even as a duo, then if you're mirroring yourselves as a duo, it might be important to find another mirror.
Yeah, exactly.
And that mirror should not be in the office of the record company.
No.
I think the biggest thing is recognizing people's reference points. Like if you show someone who strictly listens to hip-hop a song you made and it's not very hip-hop, they'll be like, this song sucks.
Yeah.
Because they don't either A, listen to that, or they don't have the kind of reference points of other music similar to that to understand what you were trying to do. Yeah. So I think knowing, like having someone who's very versed in a lot of different music is important. So
yeah, that's a saying that in the 80s, all these record company executives, they were asking the cleaning lady if they liked the song, right?
Yeah.
That can be good. Could you stop vacuuming, please, for a second, and then I'll play you the song, and you tell me if you like it.
Sample the vacuum.
And if the cleaning lady said yes, it might have been a hit.
Yeah. You never know.
No. Let's listen to another hit of your record. Hier ist Odessa nochmal mit Kodo und gleich sprechen wir noch ein bisschen weiter und wir verlosen Tickets für die Nightshow heute Abend im Gretchen. Odessa mit Koto nochmal auf Lux FM und die beiden Herrschaften, die Band erfunden haben, sind immer noch bei mir, Clayton Knight und Harrison Mills. Heute Abend spielen sie im Gretchen, obwohl Abend falsch formuliert ist. Sie werden ungefähr um 1.30 Uhr auf die Bühne gehen. Das Gretchen macht ja auch erst um 23 Uhr auf. Now tonight, there's going to be a live performance by you guys in Gretchen. And one of the most critical points in performing electronic music live is that it can be a thing between a complete playback show and something that is as live as possible, where you just try to organize your stuff in a way that you can react to the audiences. And I've read that you're doing exactly that. You're playing it as live as possible. Mm-hmm. So what's your setup going to be tonight?
Basically what we've been using is we use Ableton Live for our setup, but we have all our tracks are stemmed out into little pieces. So we've bounced everything down into like kick, snare, hi-hat.
Okay, cool.
Top line and then harmony. So it allows us to kind of blend all our tracks together. If we want to take a snare or a vocal piece from one track and try it over, the bass and drum of another one.
Ah, cool.
You can kind of blend and make these very interesting combinations of music.
Yeah.
And it gives you a lot of freedom to kind of like jam when you're doing a live set. And then we have live drums, a couple toms, and then also SPDs, which are like these live drum samplers.
Ah, cool. So it's going to be some live drumming on stage as well. And I really love the fact that you're doing it that way because too many electronic artists, they're like a little too lazy, I think. They're like, I have one or two live signals and I have this snare drum right here.
Yeah.
And exactly. I'm going to use that a few times, but the rest is like, you know what I'm saying?
No, I don't take that too much. I think it's... like the problem with it is really, I think, more about like if you're constantly flying to do a different gig and stuff, hauling all your stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
So I understand that they want to like, oh, they can just walk in with a USB and play all this music. But it's definitely like, I think, way more fun for people at the show.
Yeah, and it's more fun for you. And it's better for the show because you can really react to an euphoric crowd that's totally freaking out from song one. You will want to play a different set than if you are in front of a crowd who's just waking up.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. So I've read about Family Affair. Your own label?
Oh, it's a Foreign Family.
Foreign Family, I'm sorry. Okay, yeah, that's what I have here. Family Affairs.
That's a good name.
Can we use that now?
It's a present. but what's up with that? Are there any future plans?
Yeah, we have a few more people that we're signing right now with their singles. And we kind of wanted to use it as a platform for a lot of artists we've met along the way, kind of like on our way to where we are now. We've toured with lots of musicians and met a lot of people online who are really, really talented, but the market's kind of so saturated that they don't really have a platform, and it's kind of hard to just upload something to SoundCloud and have people listen to it nowadays. So we've just been finding a lot of friends and talented artists that we want to showcase, and that's kind of what we've been doing.
So you're A&Ring all the time now. That's a cool thing, because I really think what you just said is right, and that's because of the people with the computers that we mentioned before, right?
Everyone's making music.
Just put their shit up on SoundCloud, and you don't want to listen to all that stuff, because you're pretty sure that there's crap in between.
There's a lot of noise, so it's
So anything else in the pipeline? Some new remixes planned, maybe? Because you're busy remixers as well.
Yeah, we got a couple lined up. I'm not sure how much we're allowed to tell you.
Sorry.
But we've just been really trying to work on the live set. So we, you know, in the U.S., we added some more live elements. We had like a horn section come out, and then vocalists come out. So that was like kind of redesigned the set to work with that. Was a process and took quite a bit. So, but now that's all done, we're, you know, gonna go back into the studio and try to write some new shit.
Sounds good to me. I'm totally keen on listening to this stuff already, because there's so many great ideas in the room right now. I can feel them.
Thank you. Yeah,
cool. So tonight's show, it starts at 1:30, right?
Oh, that's when we're on. Okay, the show will be open earlier, because we have an opener, Cassie, and I think someone before him.
Ah, okay, cool. Also, 11 Uhr macht das Gretchen aber erst auf, Kinder. Nicht, dass ihr denkt, da wird hier 8 Uhr oder 9 Uhr schon Musik gespielt. Nein, 23 Uhr macht das Gretchen erst auf, wie sich das gehört. Und so 0 Uhr gehen die Shows los. Stage Time für Odessa ist 1:30 Uhr. Also man müsste schon sich die Nacht um die Ohren hauen wollen, wenn man da heute vorbeigehen möchte. Wer dazu bereit ist, der kann mich jetzt anrufen unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Und wer durchkommt, der steht heute Abend auf der Gästeliste. Fürs Gretchen und Odessa aus Seattle. Thanks a lot, guys, for visiting me.
Thank you.
And as soon as you come back to Berlin, you come and visit us again.
Definitely.
We'll talk a bit more.
Let's have some coffee on your rooftop terrace.
Yes, there's no problem.
It's a great spot.
We can totally do that right now if you want. Okay, hier sind Odessa nochmal mit All We Need. Heute Abend spielen sie im Gretchen, circa 1:30 Uhr ist Stage Time. Wer noch vorbeikommen möchte, ein Ticketpärchen haben wir noch. 030 2000 9000. Bye bye, boys.
Take it easy.